USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Our freedom is earned through the blood and sweat and toil and sacrifice of great American patriots just like you.
The long Memorial Day holiday weekend wraps up with President Trump and First Lady Melania visiting our troops stationed in Japan on the USS Wasp as their last stop on their state visit before heading back to the United States. The president addressing about 1,000 U.S. servicemen and women.
As we honor America's fallen warriors, we pledge our unwavering devotion to all of those who serve our nation in uniform.
Back in the U.S., taps at Arlington National Cemetery as Vice President Mike Pence addresses veterans and their families on Memorial Day.
This is the day that makes possible all other American days.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Wall Street closed for the Memorial Day holiday, traders taking the day off, so when the markets open Tuesday, the Dow will start the session at 25,585. At Friday's close, the Dow down almost 191 points, the Nasdaq up almost 9 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 4 points. The latest now in Oklahoma, after a very powerful tornado hits, two people killed, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Oklahomans are continuing to clean up after a powerful EF3 tornado tore through the town of El Reno, leaving behind a trail of destruction. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt surveying the damage.
It doesn't do it justice when you see it on TV, when you get down here and you see the damage to the vehicles, the 2x4s that are driven through different places, whole roofs gone. I mean, it's just unbelievable anybody could survive.
More than 170 tornadoes have swept across the southern plains and Midwest over the past week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A U.S. senator upset at the high number of veteran suicides, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
We've got to do more. Even one suicide is too many.
That's the Montana Democrat speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, citing new reports that say there are about 20 veteran suicides every day. Tester says he and Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran have crafted a bill to address the problem.
We have a bill, Senator Moran and I do, to really kind of take mental health outside the box for the VA.
Tester says they're looking to use activities that have proven to work for people with other mental health issues, such as yoga.
A terrible situation in Maui where a man attacked by a shark dies over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. The man ID'd as Dr. Thomas Smiley, 65 years old, an optometrist from California, on vacation with his wife and swimming when the shark bites his leg off. Rescue workers not able to save him. Staying in Hawaii now, new details about hiker Amanda Eller's 17-day ordeal as she's lost in that Hawaiian forest. She continues to recover from her injuries at home in Maui. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
The Maui woman, who was found missing for more than 2 weeks after taking a hike in a rainforest in Hawaii, is recovering from her injuries. Amanda Eller tells KHON it was a tough experience for her.
There were times of total fear and loss and wanting to give up, and it did come down to life and death, and I had to choose. And I chose life.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.